State Senator Mike Fasano and Representative Mike Nair sponsored the bill. If passed by the legislature, it will prevent any Pinellas municipality from annexing East Lake, unless such an annexation is voluntary or includes the entire area. Critics had said the city was trying to cherry-pick the spots with the highest land values. Representative Nair said he thought the new bill would satisfy everyone involved.
The bill, the way it is written now, with the voluntary language in the bill, addresses all the concerns, gives everybody an opportunity, protects the citizens of East Lake from involuntary annexation, allows both the city of Tarpon Springs and Oldsmar to have voluntary annexation. I don't see what the problem is.
Friday, the delegation approved the new bill with an amendment including a sunset provision after 10 years. Plus, it allows East Lake neighborhoods to join either Oldsmar or Tarpon Springs on a voluntary basis. But officials in Oldsmar are not satisfied. Oldsmar City Councilmember Janice Miller said the legislation singles out the Northeast Pinellas town, which stood to benefit from services and tax revenue the annexation would have brought.
In this economic times, the county is tight with money. You know, they can't provide this or that. You know, and they may want to come into the city because we can provide.
Critics say the city wanted to annex only the sections of East Lake with the highest tax value. From Seminole, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.